Well, good morning. It is May 19th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 28, Psalm 72, Isaiah 19 and 20, and then 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to start 2 Peter today, so let's get in the Word today. Numbers chapter 28. And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the sons of Israel, and say to them, You shall be careful to present my offering, my food, for my offering by fire, of a soothing aroma to me at their appointed time. You shall say to them, This is the offering by fire which you shall offer to the Lord, two male lambs, 1 year old, without defect, as a continual burnt offering every day. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also, a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai as a soothing aroma, as offering by fire to the Lord. Then the drink offering with it shall be a fourth of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight, as the grain offering of the morning, and as its drink offering. You shall offer it by offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. Then on the Sabbath day, two male lambs, 1 year old, without defect, and two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. Then at the beginning of each of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, two bulls and one ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering for each bull, and 2/10 of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering for one ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering for each lamb, for a burnt offering of a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be a half a hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 of a hin for the ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. And 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered with its drink offering in addition to the continual burnt offering. Then on the 14th day of the first month shall be the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of this month shall be a feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On this first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. You shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, 1 year old, having them without defect. For their grain offering you shall offer fine flour mixed with an ephah, mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, and 2/10 of a ram. 1/10 of an ephah you shall offer for each of the 7 lambs, and 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall present these beside the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner you shall present daily for 7 days the food of the offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. It shall be presented with a drink offering in addition to the continual burnt offering. On the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you present a new grain offering to the Lord in your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. You shall offer a burnt offering for a soothing aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for one ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, and also 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Beside the continual burnt offerings and its grain offerings, you shall present them with their drink offerings, and they shall be without defect." That was Numbers chapter 28. Let's move on over to Psalm 72, Psalm 72 today. Psalm 72, a psalm of Solomon. "Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your afflicted with justice. Let the mountains bring peace to the people and the hills in righteousness. May he vindicate the afflicted of the people. Save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. Let them fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his day may the righteous flourish in abundance of peace till the moon is no more. May he also rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Let the nomads of the desert bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. Let the kings of Tarshish and of the islands bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. And let all kings bow down before him, all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries for help, the afflicted also, and him who has no helper. He will have compassion on the poor and needy, and the lives of the needy will he save. He will rescue their life from oppression and violence, and their blood will be precious in his sight. And so may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given to him, and let them pray for him continually. Let them bless him all day long. May there be abundance of grain in the earth on the top of the mountains, and fruit. Its fruit will wave like the cedars of Lebanon. And may those from the city flourish like vegetation of the earth. May his name endure forever. May his name increase as long as the sun shines. And let men bless themselves by him. Let all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. That was Psalm 72. Let's move on over to Isaiah. We're going to read chapters 19 and 20 today. Chapters 19 and 20. Isaiah 19, the oracle concerning Egypt. Behold, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and is about to come to Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence, and the heart of the Egyptians will melt within him. And so I will incite Egyptians against Egyptians, and they will each fight against his brother and each against his neighbor, city against city and kingdom against kingdom. Then the spirit of the Egyptians will be demoralized within them, and I will confound their strategy so that they will resort to idols and ghosts of the dead and to mediums and spiritists. Moreover, I will deliver the Egyptians into the hand of the cruel master, and a mighty king will rule over them, declares the Lord God of hosts. The water from the sea will dry up, and the river will be parched and dry. The canals will emit a stench. The streams of Egypt will thin out and dry up. The reeds and the rushes will rot away. The bulrushes by the Nile, by the edge of the Nile, and all the sown field by the Nile will become dry, be driven away, and be no more. And the fishermen will lament, and all those who cast a line into the Nile will moan. And those who spread nets on the water will pine away. Moreover, the manufacturer of linen made from combed flax and the weaver of white cloth will be utterly dejected, and the pillars of Egypt will be crushed. All the hired laborers will be grieved in soul. The princes of Zoan are mere fools. The advice of Pharaoh's wisest advisers has become stupid. How can you men say to Pharaoh, I am a son of the wise, a son of the ancient kings? Well then, where are your wise men? Please, let them tell you, and let them understand what the Lord of hosts has purposed against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have acted foolishly. The princes of Memphis are deluded. Those who are the cornerstone of her tribes have led Egypt astray. The Lord has mixed within her a spirit of distortion. They have led Egypt astray in all that it does. As a drunken man staggers in his vomit, there will be no work for Egypt, which its head or tail, its palm branches or bulrushes may do. In that day the Egyptians will become like women. And they will tremble and be in dread because of the waving of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he is going to wave over them. The land of Judah will become a terror of Egypt. Everyone to whom it is mentioned will be in dread of it because of the purpose of the Lord of hosts, which he is purposing against them. In that day, five cities in the land of Egypt will be speaking the language of Canaan and swearing allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One will be called the city of destruction. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord near its border. It will become a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they will cry to the Lord because of oppressors. And he will send them a savior and a champion, and he will deliver them. The Lord will make himself known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. They will even worship and sacrifice and offering, and will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. The Lord will strike Egypt, striking but healing. So they will return to the Lord, and he will respond to them and will heal them. In that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians will come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third party with Egypt and Assyria, blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. Chapter 20. In the year that the commandment came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and captured it, at that time the Lord spoke through Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, "Go and loosen the sackcloth from your hips, and take your shoes off your feet." And he did so, going naked and bare. And the Lord said, "Even as my servant Isaiah has gone naked and barefoot 3 years as a sign and token against Egypt and Cush, so the king of Assyria will lead away the captives of Egypt and the exiles of Cush, young and old, naked and barefoot, with buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. Then they will be dismayed and ashamed because of Cush, their hope, and Egypt, their boast. And so the inhabitants of the coastland will say in that day, 'Behold, such is our hope, where we fled for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria. And we, how shall we escape?'" That was Isaiah chapters 19 and 20. Let's move on over and start the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 today. Second Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours by righteousness of God and of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the truth, the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. And therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them, and have been established in the truth which is present with you. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure you will be able to call these things to mind. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when we received honor and glory from God the Father, such as an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 19, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, stick with it. If you're behind a couple of days, no worries. Just catch on up, watch them as you can, and leave a comment, reaction, and I'll be sure to see them. And you can, if you're not a part of the Mug Club already, you'll be able to join us in July. Also, exciting times in June. I know I probably mentioned it yesterday, but in June 20th, we will have read through the entirety of the New Testament. We're going to read through it twice this year, and the Psalms twice. Old Testament once, and that's just kind of the reading plan that I choose to do every year, but it's kind of a cool thing, so stick with it. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. I thank you so much for this word, and Lord, I would just pray that you would just use it to encourage our hearts today. Lord, I would pray that you would just help us to just look to you and honor you, Lord, with all that is within us, Lord, guide us and direct us, Lord, in how you want us to live. Lord, use this word and help us, Lord, to know what to do. And so, Lord, I just pray for us, Lord, that you would just give us a good day in you and help us to just honor you with everything. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.